Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Marcella. Marcella is CEO and founder of Calming Bee. Calming Bee is designed to be a balance for children. Their class routine here is designed with the purpose to create a harmonious balance between structured and non-structured activities. Children are set up for success. When children are engaged, they get to explore, think outside the box, they are creative and just free to be. At the Calming Bee, children can play, learn, and be autistic. Each day, the children learn from a variety of activities such as sculpting, music, poetry, Spanish, moments of silence where they can practice just being present in the moment. Gosh, how many of us as adults need to learn that? Also, at the Calming Bee, there is a game schooling learning and social skills and emotional awareness where children learn through fun and challenging obstacle courses, board games, movement activities, reading comprehension, math games, clay, and so much more. In this episode, we talk about how what we say in front of our children really matters and the way we talk to them matters. Also, how we need to keep in mind that it does matter who your child's teacher is, because it's not only about what is taught, but how it's taught. And lastly, as teachers, we need to be what we ask from them. Go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Marcella has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guests and tell us, what is a fun fact about your industry that will really surprise our listeners?
Hi, my name is Marcella Mejia, and I am the owner and founder of Calming Bee. And one of the things about Calming Bee is that we are there to listen to the child's needs, and everything is done through observation. That's one of the main focus of Calming Bee, our kids' well-being. So we're not per se following a script and having them memorize specific things. Our biggest focus is for them to learn in natural ways. But the most important thing is their well-being, and something that I think that it's, you know, it's not something that we all just know. It's something that we learn as time goes by and our experiences, our personal experiences. Like in my case, it's that the moment that we learn to listen to our bodies and act accordingly, our life changes.
That's awesome. So let's talk about the focus of your work. What is the focus? Because you talked a lot about calming your body. So let's talk about what it is that you specialize in.
So in my case at Calming Bee, my focus is to share awareness with children and with parents. Mostly emotional awareness and awareness of, again, what is it that our bodies need? What is it that our minds need? Because we're in a society that tells us that we need to do these and learn these and pass these grades and, you know, do our bachelor's and master's, and this is how you're going to make money. And there's people eating while they're going to work and not embracing each moment. And that creates anxiety, even though you think, you know, you're doing your best because that's what society tells you to do. In the long run, if you keep going like that, at some point in your life, you're going to start showing symptoms. Your body's going to speak to you. So if you don't listen to your body is going to make you listen. So true. That's what I want to. Yeah.
No, it's true.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So that's what I want to share with children from, you know, from little ages, that we have to listen to our bodies. And there's certain things, certain movements, certain food we eat or don't eat that is going to help us.
That's 100% true.
I'm actually walking through right now a nutritional care plan because I wasn't listening to my body. And I ended up in under a lot of stress, and my digestive system went crazy. And like my heart started racing for no reason at all. I'm like, what the heck is wrong with me? Like I would get anxiety.
Right.
Like, I mean, I'm feeling anxiety, but I'm not anxious. What is happening?
Right.
Like, so for me was, because I'm an adult, like I didn't like get scared or anything. I was just like, where is this stupid feeling coming from? You know what I mean? I was like, this is
exactly
ridiculous.
So because we're so unaware.
Yeah.
That's it.
Your brain picks everything up. And, you know, I've been really on a big kick on the brain. Like for some reason, I feel like God's been really highlighting in my life, learn more about the tenets of the brain. I've been learning that the brain, gut connection, the vagus nerve right in the middle, and how to like operate those two together. And like, you know, true inner peace, like does come from the foods you eat as well. And what you're reading, what you're looking at, like on a daily basis, what comes out of your mouth, all these things are really,
yes,
really important. And I love that you're teaching kids at such a young age, because honestly, like I'm 48 years old and I'm like, are you for real? Like, why didn't I learn this when I was like, at least,
yes,
in high school, to be able to like navigate life, you know, because life is going to throw a ton of things at you. Like it just is. And if you don't know how to navigate it, what I'm sad about is that what they're teaching teens right now in the schools is not how to navigate. It's how to embrace it and give into it. Well, this is just how you are. Let's put you on more medication. It's like, whoa, no, you don't need you don't need medication at all. Actually, like you just need tools. You need, you know, the right foods, you know, I can't be, I'm not saying I'm an expert on all these different things, but I know that when I was growing up in school, I might've been diagnosed ADHD. I might've been diagnosed a lot of different things and put on a lot of different medications. And I don't think I would have had the mindset that I have today had I gone through that, because I probably would have had a very strong victim mentality. Like, oh, well, this is just how I am. I mean, like,
right,
I can't change anything.
Exactly. And I was actually thinking about this morning when I thought, okay, I'm going to do this podcast. I was thinking like, wow, as my daughter goes to public school, I'm a single mom. So, you know, even though every morning I'm like, oh, I wish I could homeschool my daughter, because it's, you know, some of the things I hear of, it's sad, you know. And even though I wish I'm not able to at this moment, but I was thinking this morning about an email that the teacher sent to me, and I was thinking their focus is education, well-being. It's not something. So I'm here writing an email to this teacher saying, children need more movement. She's 6 years old. She needs more movement. The food options over there are pizza, hamburger, hot dog.
Terrible.
My child, when she eats these foods, sometimes she pukes in her mouth because she's lactose intolerant and there's still no control. But how are you going to expect a child that is 6 years old to say, no, I'm not going to eat that because mommy said so, but all of the kids are eating it and there's no control. And the other choice is salad or tacos or chicken nuggets, you know, that we know that if we eat pizza, if we eat mac and cheese, it gives us too much energy. And if you don't use the energy right, depending on the body, of course, we're all different. But in my daughter's case, you don't use the energy right, it becomes anxiety.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So these children are not getting enough movement. They're being pressured. You got to learn this, memorize this, like so much pressure. But then it's not like, it doesn't seem to me from what my perspective, there needs to be more, you know, their well-being should be more of a focus than she's behind on this because she missed so many days because she was sick. We need to catch her up. And here's the mom worried, oh my goodness, she's not going to pass to second grade. They're going to make fun of her. So,
yeah. And you know, that's the thing. And me being a public school teacher, I see all that happening. And I'm always like, man, like a lot of these kids don't belong in public school. Like I almost feel like every kid doesn't belong in public school. Like I think I personally I don't like public school at all. And I'm a public school teacher. I think I'm a great teacher. That's just my opinion. Because I really love my students.
You know, I thought about people like you because I've seen a lot of teachers in the homeschool community. You know, they're teachers at public schools, but then they homeschool their kids. And I'm like, I'm so thankful for these people, like for you, because they know, you know, and they're there to try to make a difference, because yeah. I know it's sometimes it's not up to the teachers. It comes from way higher up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I've been teaching long enough to tell them no. So it's like, you know, I'm at 22 years. So it's like, I'm at a point where they're like, well, you have to do something. And I can tell the administration, no, that doesn't work for my students. So like, I am in a great position. And one of the biggest things that I do with my students, I try to break them, like say, you got to stop worrying about your grade. You really have to. Like if you focus on your grade, you're never going to learn. You're just going to check a box off. And I would rather, I've actually taken my project. I have a project that they do. They have to create a device. I teach physics. So they have to create a device. And I've told them, I'm like, even if your device fails, you can still pass the class. Because if you can explain to me why your device actually did not work, I know you know the work. And it's like, so I can still pass even if I don't do it right? I'm like, yeah.
Because it's not about the product. It's about the process.
Yes. Did you learn it? I mean, like.
The learning experience.
Yes. Yeah. Do you know why it's wrong? Like, if you can tell me why it's wrong, then you pass. Because that's what I wanted you to know. Like, the good and the bad and the ugly, like you're going to make mistakes and you're going to, why did you make that mistake? Tell me, if you could tell me why you made that mistake, then you get 100. Like, it's not about getting it right. It's about understanding why. So I love the fact that that's your awareness. Like you're looking to help kids be more aware of what their bodies need, what their mind needs, and just be able to manage their emotions and feelings. I think a lot of my students, they don't know how to do that. And I have to like help them, you know, become mentally stronger and just tell them like, and I tell them all the time, like, look, society is going to tell you that something's wrong with you. And there's actually nothing wrong with you. The thing is, you just need to persevere through these things. These are normal things. I went through them. Everybody goes through them. Everyone after you is going to go through them. All you have to do is navigate. Like, let us navigate. Let us help you talk to mom, you know? And the one thing I do tell a lot of parents who cannot homeschool or feel like they can't homeschool right now is like, just be involved, you know, after school, be involved in their education, remain an authority in education with them. Like, because when they come home to you and you still are working with them on whatever it is that they're working on, you remain the authority and you supersede what the teachers say. And believe me, eventually your child will say, well, my mom says no. You know what I mean? And if the teacher is like, well, you have to do it here, that your daughter eventually will be like, well, then you need to talk to my mom because she said no. You know what I mean? Like I have seen in my line of work that parents can undo what a teacher says if the parent is remaining an authority in the education field within their child's life, can undo it in 15 minutes. Like, I've worked on kids for months, like in a good way, like where their parents were not good. The parents were not good people, but I really worked hard, like hard on getting them their confidence. They were with their parents 15 minutes and the parent undid everything. I was like, oh my God. It was like, I never did anything. You know what I mean? Like, I never did anything. So I know, good or bad, parents have the power literally to undo. And so that's something my friend, she actually doesn't even want to homeschool. She's like, I don't want to homeschool. I want to stay like a public school teacher. So I'm like, she's like, what do you think I should do? I was like, you should most definitely never leave your child's side when it comes down to education. At least spend 3 days a week. Every time, at least like, you know, 30 minutes and keep yourself an authority. And she's like, okay, I'll do that. You know, so everybody has something different. I think it's as long as you stay an authority, you're going to be perfectly fine. So with that, like, what inspired you to create the Calming Bee besides your daughter, I think?
What inspired me? You know, I wanted to talk something really quick about what everything that you were saying, because it makes a lot of sense to me. You know, I feel like nowadays we're coming into this new way of parenting that it's different than before, right? And I am in between. I am with you. I think we're the parents and we have to play that role. And I see a lot, and not to criticize, because we're all in this world to learn, you know, like there's a lot of parents that they don't have the tools, they don't have the knowledge. It's hard to be a mom without having any sort of guidance, right? You're like, here's a child, right? And then you're like Googling. I've been blessed to be in the field of behavior analysis. And when I had my daughter, I was like, oh my gosh, how do parents do it without knowing anything, right? We make so many mistakes. So my point about this is that, yes, what you're saying is right. Like we're still the parents. They are to follow our lead, even though it's important to also follow their lead in a way to where it's not whatever they want, right? It's like we're on this together. Like, yes, you can choose these, but I'm still your guide because I'm older, because I've experienced it. I've already hit myself pretty hard. So let me show you the way. And that's one of the big things about Calming Bee, that it's a balance. I strongly believe in balance. We cannot let children do whatever they want. And we cannot be extremely strict, you know, like Correct. Back in the day. It's a balance because our lives are balances, right?
Yes.
You and I, we need some sort of structure in our day, right? We need to know we wake up and we're like, okay, this is what we're going to do first. Then we're going to do that, right? Even if it's mental, even if it's on a calendar. But we need to have some sort of organization. So
totally.
I want to also pass that on to children, right? So that when they're our age, in their 30s, 40s, they don't struggle how we struggled,
Correct.
Right? So thank you for saying that.
100%. I mean, like that, I love everything you're saying, because you hear some people like, I just follow my child. I'm like, what? It's crazy, you know? And then some of them like, oh, I don't let my kid do anything. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. You know what I mean? I'm like, there's a really good balance between, and you can, you know, I believe that God created each parent for that child. Like there's no mistake, like zero, you know, there, you know, some parents don't take up that authority and they relegate it, and that's going to be on them, but they were still the right person. They just needed to get themselves in check. You know what I mean? Like you're not given a child because it's a gift. First off, children are gifts. They really, really are. As much as sometimes I think parents are like, oh, I can give my gift a little bit. You know, it's like, they're still your gift. They really, really are. I've seen my sisters, like, you know, when my nephews do something, my sister's like, man, that's me. She's like, that's me right there. And I'm like, I know. It's like, how are you going to handle that? You know, and I think it's a gift also, because, you know, you're able to see yourself in a different, another human, you know, and to be able to kind of course correct and be like, you know, I don't like that there. I probably should change it in myself. You know what I mean? I think.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, yes, yes.
It's like God gives you the opportunity to be like, you know, I can get better. I can get better with raising my kid. I can experience this life, you know. As a public school teacher, it's so funny. Like a lot of homeschool moms are like, I don't know what to do or teach. I'm thinking, oh my God, do anything. Like, it's not even that hard. I'm like, if I wasn't a public school teacher, and you know, when I have kids, I'm like, oh man, we're just gonna go out. Like, I'm gonna unschool them so fast. I'm gonna be like, let's just start learning everything. Like, you know, and just make the world. I mean, that's always been my dream, like literally, to create a school where the school is just like, we get a chance to go out. Like when I was taking my students to the beach and taking them all these different places, they learned way more and they were calmer. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, 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 yes. Yes. And that, and you know, talking about that. So you asked me what inspired me, and that's actually what inspired me. That was my childhood. So I grew up in South America, in Colombia, and I was blessed that my father and my family, they always had a lot of country houses and a lot of horses. My grandfather had like 30 horses. So I grew up riding horses, get like standing on their backs, on the horse's back, to grab mandarins with my stepbrothers, and we would take them back to the house, to the country house, and we would eat them. Or my dad would go fishing, and I think I was like 7 or 8, and he would come back with this tiny fish, and we would like prepare them, you know, and you know, get everything out, and then we would give it to the lady that cooks, then we would eat it. And there was no electricity at some of the country house. There was this one specific country house. It was called El Líbano. And there was no electricity, so we had to play board games, and we would just be at the creeks and, you know, pretend playing mermaids. And so sometimes, like, when I'm with the children and I see them play, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is my childhood. This is what I used to do. This is so amazing that I can actually give this to them, right? Because nowadays, of course, you know how society is with technology, right? How,
yeah,
you know, children, and again, I don't want to criticize anyone, because we're all learning, right? Yeah. And being a mom and a parent is not easy, especially when there's so many things that we have to do, right? There's so much pressure. But our kids nowadays, they eat with their iPads on, and that's okay. I have to really force myself to eat my food and not use my phone. You know, it's like, I'm eating my food right now. This is what I'm doing, right? And I'll put my phone aside, because if I want my child not to use the phone or the iPad while they're doing it, I have to be that example. I have to show, I have to be a role model, right?
Right.
So yes. So going back to that, that's my inspiration. Being able to give them a little bit of my childhood that I felt it was so beautiful, because it was, you know, between
perfect
nature.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you're taking your childhood experiences and you're recreating it through your company. So that way, you know, kids would be able to experience and live those experience and learn through that. And that's what I love that, because we can learn through anything. We really can. It doesn't necessarily need to look like school. And that's one of the things I always want to tell moms, man, like, I can tell you, I teach maybe in my class, my one class, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, the most. And the rest of them, they're learning on their own, and I give them the tools to go for it. And I'm there just to guide them. Like, the most my students are learning in one day, the most, all of them with all different teachers, is about hour and a half, 2 hours. The most. That's the most of learning that happens daily. And these
that's
are
what
high
I've heard. Yes.
Oh yeah. No, that's all it is. It's not more. It's never been more. The only reason why they're there so long is because of the workday. That's really it. And they're there because of, you know, and a lot of times it takes, I remember with my student, like, they would be absent for like 2 weeks, and I would go over the work, and it would take like an hour to go over 2 weeks of work. They're like, that's what we did. I'm like, that's what we did. And they're like, that's it? In 2 weeks? I'm like, that's it. And they're like, really? I'm like, it doesn't really take that long, guys. Like, stop. It's not that long. The only reason why it takes so long is because a lot of you aren't paying attention, and I have to like try to calm the class down. I was like, that's it. But otherwise, you guys can learn all the stuff within a week. In 1 week, they could probably learn my whole entire lesson if they really just, like, you know, the whole thing within a week, and it's not a big deal. So yeah, I think a lot of moms just, you know, they do feel like they have to, you know, keep up with the Joneses and do everything. And that is a lot of things, but I love the fact that you're taking your life experiences. You created a company. You didn't let your circumstances determine your future, you know? And I think that was one of the biggest things about getting you on this podcast, was the ability for other moms to know that what you've done and what you're doing and how you're doing it and how you've been persevering through it, and you're coming out on top. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of single moms out there. They're like, oh, should I do this? I'm like, yeah, you can. And you can do it probably really, really well. So where can people connect with you? Where can they find your resources? And yeah, just connect with you.
So on Instagram, we're there as Nature Calming Bee. And on Facebook, we're there as well. Homeschool Enrichment Classes Calming Bee. Our website is comingbee.com.
Awesome. I will have all of those links in the show notes for you. So as we're wrapping up now, what's one big takeaway you want our listeners to be able to take away from our conversation?
There's two things I thought about. You know, I think it's important for parents and other educators to keep in mind that it does matter who your teacher is, that the way we talk to children, the way we talk about children in front of them, it matters. And also I want to say that if we want something from children, we need to show them that. We need to be that, or at least try, right? Because I know for everybody it's difficult to figure out what to do when we're very sad or when we're very upset, right? So if we're telling children, don't cry, right? Don't be upset, yet we're not sure how to manage those emotions, that doesn't really make sense, right? So us, you know, learning what to do with our emotions, how to manage them, what strategies is it that we need, and pass that along to our children instead of saying, don't cry, right?
Yeah.
Are we crying ourselves? Are we allowing ourselves to cry? Or are we being all tough and not crying and then not listening to our bodies, of course, and later on that shows up some way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So good. So good. I'm so glad you were able to come on today, Marcela, and just share all of your wisdom, your passion. It's very evident. It comes through beautifully. And yeah, thank you for just being here and sharing all your wisdom with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.